Did Gary say we're going to squeeze out a shower?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Can we, do we need to get the yell leaders in here?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, never mind. All right.
Yeah. Oh, there's a picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we see it. Well, not nearly enough, but anyway, so. For two Florida municipal employees, an alleged plan to cast a supernatural spell on their boss was anything but super. Okay. Once again, you think you know your coworkers, but how do you feel the first time one of your coworkers approaches you about the idea of casting a supernatural spell on your boss?
Sweet.
I'm still waiting for that.
I know. Well, yeah, and again, it's kind of like you think you know somebody, and then they decide, let's play the supernatural spell card.
Hey, Scott, you want to come over to the house? Oh, sure. What are we doing? Oh, you know, we thought we'd sit around, have a little coffee, and baked a cake, and later on we're going to bust out the Ouija board and put a spell on Ben.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, I'll sell you Amway.
Sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll buy it, because I'll put a spell on you.
You will buy it.
Due to some supposedly mystical bird seed...
Oh, this story has everything.
It does. And a janitor who blew the whistle on the entire plan.
Oh, he needs a woman in curlers describing the tornado.
One employee has been fired from her post at the North Miami Police Department.
Oh, my.
And a recommendation for termination is pending for the other. Veteran police officer Elizabeth Torres and office manager Yvonne Rodriguez curse was to take place in August. And but amid the budget cuts and planned layoffs, but they never got past the planning stages. The employees were conspiring to place birdseed in the city manager's office.
Oh, my.
To get him to leave. The belief being that if you sprinkle the birdseed around, it will make the person want to leave. But since they didn't have access to the city manager's office, the two approached a janitor, hoping that they could recruit her to sprinkle the seeds. Janitor told her boss, end of scheme. So is it, and again, let's see.
I'm not sure your juju, man.
But again, Torres and Rodriguez, of course, those may be married names. We don't know what their maiden names might be. They could be from the islands. But it it says, we don't know who approached who. Don't know if Elizabeth went to Yvonne or vice versa. It's simply they came up with this plan. Now, that in itself is pretty much a shot in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to try to add a third person to this? And again, don't you kind of feel them out ahead of time? You know, like you're walking by the...
it is an odd conspiracy.
And you go, so what do you think about mystical birdseed?
I was just thinking about it.
Don't you need to have some sort of a precursor before you actually go into the entire scheme, or do you just spill your guts? Yeah, we want to sprinkle the birdseed in the city manager's office so they'll leave. Sure, I'm all in. I'll be glad to do that for you. Let me just go get the broom down the hall, and it'll be just fine.
You know, they throw birdseed at weddings now.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
careful.
That's right.
And they leave after that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Info.
Mason.
Mystery solved.
There you go.
Throw the mystical birdseed and they climb into a vehicle.
That's right. And go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happily ever after. Sometimes.
Yeah.
How scary.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Before we do birthdays, we want to wish everybody a happy National Fritters Day.
It is.
Go have you a fritter.
Now, I'm thinking apple and corn. Do you know of any others?
Mm-mm. Yeah. So anyway.
Mention maybe an apricot.
Could be.
You can do peach.
Yeah, I guess you could. Okay, so anyway.
Prune.
Yeah.
National.
Prune fritter. That'll make you regular.
Oh, God. Hey, y'all won't come over and prune fritter.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to talk Mama into making another batch. Yeah, that'll be good.
Well, it is the holidays.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. All right, here we go.
It's December the 2nd, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today or this weekend, for that matter.
Prune fritters.
Yes, sir. Prune fritters. I think we gave the tuna boys another.
Could be. Yeah, could be.
Yeah, they could, right. they could work on that. Yeah. Julie Harris, the actress, is old. Oh, she's 86.
Very nice. Yeah.
She's 86 years old today. Yeah. You know, she was like the love interest in Dr. Zhivago, or one of them.
Well, you're an old guy, Tom. Yeah, I mean, that's true. That stuff happens.
Yeah, yeah, she's 86 years old today. Actress Kathy Lee Crosby. Mm. You remember her?
Actress, huh?
Yeah, she was
what he
in that,
said.
And she was in that. That's incredible.
Yeah, of course.
Right. She's 63 years old today. Lucy Liu is 43 years old today. She's an actress and was also a host, right? She's in Ally McBeal and Charlie's Angels movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And, news anchor Stone Phillips. He's a Texan, isn't he, from Waxahachie or Ennis or something like
what
that?
What is he doing now?
I don't know.
Is he still, yeah.
He's 57. Now, who was Dan Butler in Frasier? He's 57.
He played Bulldog, the sports guy.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. He's 57 years old today. And singer Nelly Furtado is 33 years old today. She's a singer-songwriter. I'm Like a Bird in 2001.
Mm-hmm. Sure, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. And Britney Spears' birthday
is
today.
We were just talking about
that. She's 30 years old. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers. Yeah.
How's he doing this year?
Well, you know, pretty
okay
good.
Yeah, seems to be
you know, that guy
right
that wasn't good enough to, fill Brett Favre's shoes.
Yeah.
I think he's done it rather well.
He's won as many Super Bowls as Brett Favre has.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
And a lot sooner. And is in a pretty funny State Farm commercial, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, he is. Monica Seles, the tennis player, 38 years old. That's all I got for today.
And that's enough.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up tomorrow, Ozzy Osbourne turned 63.
Showing.
Yeah. Years old. Andy Williams is still with us, isn't he?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's 84 years old tomorrow. Julianne Moore.
He's calling Julie Harris saying, you're still older than I am.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Noogies on you.
Even if you're 84, you don't give noogies to an 86-year-old woman.
That's true.
That's never acceptable.
That's right.
Think he has help putting the sweaters on, the snowflake
oh
sweaters?
Oh, you think? Yeah. Or picking out colors at least, yeah, right? Julianne Moore is 51 years old from 30 Rock. Uh-huh. Julianne Moore, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Played Jack's love interest.
Love interest from Baston.
There she goes. She's done a few flicks also. Daryl Hannah is 51 years old.
Surprised Tom didn't point out sometimes in those movies she has a hard time keeping her clothes on.
She does. Been a time or two.
That's right. I partied with her sister one time. I did. Yeah, that's another story. Brendan.
Wow. no kidding.
Well, it was with about 50 other people.
Don't let the kids get up just yet. This conversation
right
may get a little racy.
Yeah.
Right.
Brendan Fraser, the actor, turns 43 years old tomorrow. And Brian Bonsall from Family Ties.
Yeah. He was the little kid. How old is he now?
He's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
so the kid from Family Ties is almost the exact same age as Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
As it would be.
And Amanda Seyfried from Mamma Mia is 26 years old tomorrow. That's all I got for tomorrow.
Katarina Witt.
Oh, ooh, God, why'd I miss her?
Yeah, be 46 years old. Says here she did Playboy modeling.
Yes, she did.
She shucked her duds after that Olympic.
She did some dud shucking.
She did.
All right, there you go.
She did.
Rick Mears is 60. He'd be a racer boy. And
still alive.
Lauren Roman. You didn't mention Lauren from All My Children?
No.
36
I don't watch
years
All
old
My Children.
Well, no one does anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it.
There you go. Sunday, Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
Will be 77 years old.
Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges will be 62 years old on Sunday. Marissa Tomei. We'll be. She's shucked a dud too in a movie one time. She's 47 years old. Boy, we got a lot of dud shuckers here this weekend. She's 47 years old today, and Tyra Banks. Don't know that she's shucked her duds, but
I bet
she's been asked to. She's 38 years old. She's the fashion icon. And that's all I got.
Jeff Bridges, 62, and Jethro. Max Baer Jr.
I swear, really?
He'll be opening a parking lot this weekend along with Ellie Mae. 74.
How about
there
that?
There you go.